For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows. Evergreen forests threaded with trails. Friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind. And you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah, for the mountain kind.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 331, titled, Five Fresh Ways to Spend Family Time This Summer. Summer is here, and the living is easy. The pressure from the school year is over, and our schedules are considerably lighter once summer vacation arrives. While this is certainly a welcome change for most overscheduled families, it also means our kids will be home for 10 weeks, needing direction and activities to keep them entertained and happy. This summer, don't get overwhelmed with the notion of keeping your kids busy so that they won't complain of boredom or drive you crazy if you can't be their personal cruise director. Summer can truly be a time for rest and relaxation if you have the right mindset. Mighty Mommy has five fresh ways to spend family time this summer. Tip number one, unschedule your summer. Besides enjoying the balmy sunny days that we have here in our beautiful seaside community, my favorite part of summer is not having to hop from one kid activity, sports practice, or other after-school event to another for a full glorious 2 months. It didn't start out that way, however. When my older kids were in elementary school, I went from a busy school schedule to an even crazier summer schedule because I felt that they needed to have a lot of things to keep them occupied. By the third week of vacation, we were all burnt out, and by the time late August rolled around, we couldn't wait to get back to school. One way to guarantee an easy breezy summer is to take a break from scheduled activities. There are certainly things that will need to be regimented. You know, for instance, if your kids attend a summer camp, or have a birthday party or play date with friends here and there. But if you can refrain from filling your calendar with obligations, classes, and other commitments that can wait until the fall, the entire family will benefit from the beautiful concept of just spending time together and chilling out. Tip number two, recreate a family hotspot in your home. When we scurry from one activity to the next all year long, we don't often get the chance to sit and enjoy our families in the peace and quiet of our own homes. When we're rushed, we tend to overlook how we've even decorated certain areas of our home. Taking the time to create rooms that are inviting and make us want to spend time together at home can be left on the back burner when we hustle and bustle through our weeks. Now that summer is here and the pace has slowed down, take a good look around your home and see what improvements you can make that would allow for cozier family time. This can be a project you take on as a family. Last year, we decided our family room really needed a makeover, so we took a vote on how we could transform the room and decided we'd enjoy a tropical theme. We accomplished this with paint, new throw pillows and throws, and a few pieces of Caribbean-flavored artwork. It took only one weekend, and when it was done, we felt great. Now it's our favorite room in the house, and even our two dogs love it. Tip number three. Rediscover your town. When the economy really fell a few years ago, instead of expensive airline tickets and hotel stays, people began looking for cheaper alternatives to spend time with their families, and the increasingly popular and fun vacation phrase, staycation, was born. Vacationing over the years with eight kids is a blast. Well, most of the time. but it's also very expensive. Last summer, we went to Disney World for a week, but this summer, we're going to stay close to home. Every community has little hidden gems and places of interest that we can take for granted because so often we focus on finding activities away from home rather than in our own backyards. There's a wonderful and free tool that can help you rediscover your own town this summer, and it's Virtual Tourist. Visit www.virtualtourist.com, where you can take advantage of travel guides and forums featuring the best tips, photos, and reviews on 70,000 travel destinations, including your own town.
For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows. Evergreen forests threaded with trails. Friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind. And you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah, for the mountain kind.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Tip number 4, cook together and share with those in need. With a lighter schedule throughout the summer, I've got more time to spend preparing sit-down meals and baking. All 8 of my kids love to cook, and I think that's because ever since they were old enough, they've helped out in the kitchen, especially when it came to assisting in putting a recipe together. Summer is a great time to try out new recipes, especially because the family is together more and can have some input on new dishes that everyone might like to try. One family in our neighborhood started a great tradition several summers ago, and they cooked a meal together, doubling it so they would enjoy one of the meals and would drop off the other meal to a family that was in need. Think new baby, sick parent, death in the family, or to a homeless shelter. We did this in our family recently, and we had a great time together. My teenage kids did most of the work, while their younger siblings and I baked some cookies and homemade Pop-Tarts for the dessert. We surprised the family of one of my son's friends that had just moved to a new neighborhood with the extra portions that we'd prepared. This is a great way to teach your kids about paying it forward, as well as the chance to spend some fun family time together. And tip number 5, get back to basics. In this high-tech age we live in, it's easy to get caught up with smartphones, iPads, and other sophisticated forms of electronics as a way to stay connected and entertained. However, as we all know, it's also highly distracting when you see one of your kids, coworkers, or a spouse, or maybe it's you, constantly attached to one of the devices. Take a cue from Mother Nature's lazy, hazy days of summer and spend some time recharging your family's batteries with simple outings like playing frisbee in the backyard, having a picnic at the park or beach, picking a bouquet of wild daisies to place on your kitchen table, blowing bubbles on the front porch, or simply taking a stroll through your neighborhood to reconnect with friends you may not have seen all winter long. Make it a point to leave all electronics alone when doing this so you can enjoy some real FaceTime with each other. How does your family enjoy time together in the summer? Share your thoughts with us in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy or post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page, and you can email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Also, I hope you'll visit my family-friendly boards at pinterest.com/mightymommyqdt. And be sure to sign up for the upcoming Mighty Mommy newsletter, chock full of practical advice to make your parenting life easier and more enjoyable. Welcome, summer! Thanks for listening. And until next time, happy parenting.
For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows. Evergreen forests threaded with trails. Friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind. And you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah. For the mountain kind.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own,
so this is why they call it Devil's River,
trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, six ribs, three links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.